Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, to which we can all say, Amen. Our text is the passage just read, especially these verses. I will place shepherds over them who will tend to them, and they will no longer be afraid or terrified, nor will any be missing, declares the Lord. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will raise up for David a righteous branch, a king who will reign wisely and do what is just and right in the land. In his day, Judah will be saved and Israel will live in safety. This is the name by which he will be called, the Lord our righteousness. Now, I had the privilege of doing this text for Homiletical Helps, and I've got to tell you that it's not an easy text to do for Homiletical Helps because it's hard to relate to lay people. This is about the shepherds who do a bad job and about what God's going to do about it. He's going to do a good job. He's going to bring the righteous shepherd who will then assign other righteous shepherds to do his work. And so I worked in the idea that everyone is a minister and we're all priests, and then I did that for the pastors out there. But here at the seminary, it's not quite as difficult to deal with this text, maybe, because we are in the business of producing under-shepherds, pastors, and so shouldn't be too hard to talk about good and bad pastors. Now, we know we don't produce any bad pastors. That's never happened and will never happen unto all eternity. Amen. We just have people who hide out and we don't catch them, and then, you know, they have problems when they get out. But that's not the seminary's fault. Never has been and never will be. You would think that here this would be easy to preach on, because we're one of the premier seminaries in the world. I've been to a lot of the others. They're tiny little places with not much going on in terms of very nice architecture and big chapels, and boy, we have a pipe organ that they would be very jealous of. If they just had one rank of our pipe organ, they would be pleased. We have a wonderful and highly esteemed faculty. You know, lots of people. We have students who are very good students and also very good at criticizing the faculty sometimes, which is good. We have very nice facilities, right? We are replacing things and remodeling things that are good to replace and remodel. It looks like a slam dunk for this text. You know, if anybody is good at placing qualified shepherds, it's us. So we can just get out the big red stamp, you know, that we have, and we can put in the Bible here, fulfilled. We're done. But on a closer examination, the situation is not so clear. After all, becoming a pastor means that both the Justus and the Peccator is entering into the ministry. Pastors are people who are sinners. Deaconesses are people who are sinners. It means there will be moments of competence and incompetence. Doubt as well as faith, despair as well as hope. In short, it is not simply the academic training that makes a pastor. In fact, for some people, the academic training is toxic and makes them into a very toxic pastor because they don't know about life, and life is important for ministry. Those hard knocks of working hard at a job and not necessarily being told you do a good job, or the difficulties of life that are faced by the elderly, or the hard times that people have in their lives with losses are not necessarily experiences we can have here at the seminary. Although these things happen here as well, and we can profit from these things if we embrace them. It is both holiness of life and the experience we have with the great forgiveness of the sinner, the great binding up of the injured, that make us qualified as pastors, deaconesses, and others to teach where they also might find that necessary bread of life. I believe that Jeremiah understood this well, that he had faced the hard knocks in his ministry and therefore understood the real qualifications to be a shepherd. And it is essential not only that we become pastors, but good pastors. I've been watching a series on the Revolutionary War, and it's amazing how many bad generals the Americans had. Our one blessing was that the British seemed to have worse generals. It's amazing how big the egos were that were involved in the revolution. How people thought that it was them bringing things forward. How great a lack of humility there was on the part of many of our commanders. Well, we can get into the same position as pastors, as professors, as students, thinking somehow we have rights that we don't have, that we are better than we are, and not depending on Christ Jesus our Lord and the work of the Holy Spirit and his atonement to empower our ministries. These hard knocks will come around. Paul tells us that we get to participate in the sufferings of Christ in 2 Corinthians. We act as his body in this world, or as Jesus told his disciples, if they rejected me, they will reject you as well. But blessedly for us, there is one who went before us, of whom Jeremiah speaks, who leads the way as the good shepherd, the righteous branch, the one of justice and righteousness in the land. Jesus Christ is the atoning sacrifice for our sins, and not only for our sins, but also for the sins of the whole world. He has come not only to be King of kings and Lord of lords, but also the Shepherd of shepherds and the shepherd of the sheep. He has come to equip us as shepherds, that we might also equip the saints for ministry in the Word of God. He has come to live with us, to die for us, and to be raised to newness of life. And it is through his life, death, and resurrection that we also can find our own lives, deaths, and resurrections, both here and now and in the time to come in eternity. He has gone before us and sends his Holy Spirit to be with us, that we too may do the works which he has prepared in advance for us to do. There is a reason that Jeremiah refers to the Christ as the Lord, our righteous Savior. His sacrifice makes us righteous. By his stripes we are healed. He has come to provide relief to his people and to give us newness of life. But he has also come to call forth and uphold faithful shepherds who are apt to minister to those people, guarding the flock and fending off the wolves until his return in glory. Blessed is that servant who he will find watching when he comes. So for us who get to teach, who get to learn, who get to serve, this is a great privilege. We get to participate with the Savior in the greatest endeavor of all time, the quest for the victory in finality over sin, death, and the devil, and the final kingdom of peace with our Lord and Savior. Having been blessed with his righteousness, we become those with the beautiful feet on the hills, the messengers of good news and life more abundant in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. And we also get to enjoy the fruits of the kingdom. Amen. And now may the peace of God that passes all understanding guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.